Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. And tonight is another book review episode. As always, you can find all the episodes of the podcast, along with links to social media, ways to donate, and ways to contact me at the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O, paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions for shows, or if you have stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Always happy to either read those on the show or have you join me as a guest on the show. So as I said, today will be a book review episode. Just a couple of things before I start. I've already mentioned this in the Discord. But I'm going to be making some minor changes overall, I hope, to the podcast. They may be a little bit shorter than they've been in some cases. And I'm going to do the news shows starting next week. I'll be doing the news paranormal news shows Mondays and Fridays. And then the topic-based episodes will be once a month, maybe twice a month, depending on how long it takes to do the research. But those will be extra episodes that will happen on a weekend at some point, whenever possible. I believe that covers it, just making these changes, just because it's what works to me, for me. So thank you all for your support and for listening. The numbers are still going up for the views on YouTube and the downloads on the podcast page, and I really appreciate that. And thank you all for your support and understanding. So today I'm going to continue with covering the Dark Tower series of books. So as I've been saying, whenever I do these book review episodes, there will be spoilers. But also, this is just a summary of a book. There will be a lot more details, obviously, than I can fit in here, and a lot more details than I will think of or remember. Because I have read this book, it's just been a little while. But it's just too hard to fit everything into us. Something like this, that is in a book. So hopefully that'll balance itself out. And if you decide to read the series and read this book, then it'll still be enjoyable. I think it will. I guess I don't know for sure. I was telling someone the other day that the Dark Tower series seems to be one of those where either people like it or they don't like it. There doesn't seem to be a lot of middle ground there. But either way, there are some definite paranormal ties to the paranormal in the series, and just in terms of concepts and ideas. So with that, I will get to the file here, and I'll start. So the last book, the Wastelands, it ended with basically the main characters, Roland the Gunslinger, and then Eddie Dean and Susanna Dean. At this point, she took Eddie's last name. And then Jake Chambers. They all end up on this this train. They, and then also, I forgot to mention, there is this creature from Roland's world that that kind of connects with Jake and also travels with them. And it seems to have limited abilities to talk in short phrases. I only mention this character because it'll be important later on at different points. I don't know if it's a major part of the series, but still, it's there. So, but anyway, so they're all stuck on this train that is basically operated by an artificial intelligence that has given them this challenge and this basically this threat. They either have to come up with a riddle that it can't solve, or it is going to derail itself. And then basically drop into these wastelands, literal, almost like radioactive wastelands, and which would pretty much almost guaranteed kill everyone that's on the train there. And it's just them, but still everyone that's on the train there would probably be killed in that kind of a, given the speed, it's going faster than I think any train can right now. So that's basically where the book end, the third book ends. Of course, the book starts with that happening, with this riddle that Eddie basically poses to this computer, which is actually, I kind of love this part, even though the riddle itself, or it's almost even more of just a joke in and of itself. It's because what happens is it's illogical. Although the riddles that they've tried before basically all had logic. And so this computer was able to figure them all out. But that's when Eddie kind of realizes that they could do that kind of those kind of riddles all day, and it's going to solve them all. So he basically poses one that has no logical answer. And that causes the AI to basically short circuit. And it takes them the rest of the way. Excuse me. To their destination. Or at least as far as it can along its track, along its path. To the end of its tracks, basically. And it's still self-destructs, it just comes to a stop, and they survive. So that's how the beginning of this book goes. So the five of them, the four gunslingers, because at this point Jake is also learning how to use a gun, and this creature that's known as a Billy Bumbler, which is kind of a, I forget how they described it now. But you can look it up online. It's just basically almost like a dog-like thing, but it's not quite a dog. So they find themselves in this alternate version of Earth. It's not even necessarily the world that Roland remembers. Also, it kind of connects to a possible alternate version of a world that King wrote about in his novel, The Stand. Now, that one, it was originally written years ago, many years ago, and then re-released, expanded, edited and expanded. And that's basically about a biological weapon that escapes a government lab that kills a lot of people. This is not just, of course, this is before anything of current events. Also, in the book, it's a lot worse. And I'm saying that regardless of, again, this is not really a conspiracy show, so we don't need to go into that. But either way, no matter how you look at it, it's a lot worse. I'll just say that. But anyway, so basically, these they land in the city that is, it is in a version of Topeka, Kansas, in a version of the 1980s, basically in the 1980s. The city is deserted, and at this point, this planet, this version of Earth has been, most people have been killed by this bioweapon, basically. So they keep on traveling along the path of this energy beam that they can see in the sky. Their goal is to travel along and follow these beams, which all crisscross with this thing called the Dark Tower. Again, this is the book is called Wizarding Glass. It's the Dark Tower, book 4. The Dark Tower that is at the center of everything and holds everything up. But also its reality is basically slowly falling apart and slow. And so Roland's quest, now everyone's quest, is to get to the tower to hopefully find out what's going on and hopefully fix it. Or at least stop it. So that's why they're going on this long journey and of adventures. And Roland has been journeying towards this goal for years, I think even decades, before he met any of the other characters. So let me see here. They also find they find references to things in this world that are different than the world that the three people from New York, Eddie, Jake, and Susanna. They're basically things that they don't remember from their world that exist in this world. It's sort of like, because this is all based on this idea of a multiverse. So, they end up leaving the city through the using the Kansas Turnpike. And as they are camping one night, they realize they're next to this dimensional hole in reality that Roland calls, and this is kind of one of those things where it's based on almost the idea of it itself, a thinny, which is T-H-I-N-N-Y. And again, it's because it's this thin spot in reality. And what the reason that this is important to Roland and it is it brings up memories of his past and his first encounter with one of these things. And this is kind of where, this is another one of those cases in King's books, especially in The Dark Tower, where there is a story, there's a story within a story. And so that's where the next part of this book, the next part of this book keeps on going. So anyway, that's the first part. I'm just checking everything here. Everything looks to be okay. So yeah, that's the beginning. Now this goes back, this story within the story goes back to Roland as a teenager, I believe. At this point he's already gone through his trial and he and his friends are basically apprentice gunslingers at this point. But they've been sent away from their home, which is a kingdom, because there's this war going on between the people that their families, the families that run this this kingdom, basically, and then this almost group of raiders, outlaws, kind of criminals. And the fathers of these three boys, including Roland, send them off to just get them out of the way so that they're not killed in this battle that's going on, that's getting closer and closer to their home. But of course, once they get to this this town, this small town, they were just sent there originally to just hide somewhere. But let's see here. I'm just looking here at the. Okay, so I'm kind of messed up a little bit. This story within the story, the summary here says that at age 14, Roland discovers that his the counselor wizard that is basically works with his father has been having an affair with his mother. Really more of an against her will sort of thing. And when Roland discovers this, he goes for his final test to become a gunslinger to get revenge on this this wizard who is actually the man in black from the first book in another time. Martin is the name, I believe. And, but, yes, that's, yeah. Oh, Marlin. No, I'm sorry, Martin. T's and L's are not fun to look at when they're not capitalized. Anyway. So he succeeds in this test, obviously, but his father basically says that this was done way too early, so he sends Roland and his friends off to this small town to deal with minor issues that are going on to do with cattle, basically accounting in cattle. And so they go to the small town, and they meet several of the officials in this town. And, of course, a big part of this middle story here is a love story. I would say this is not my favorite part, but it's still, there's enough in here. I kept on going. But it's basically a love story with Roland falls in love with a woman there that is, her name is Susan Delgado. Now, turns out Susan is promised to the mayor. This is a dark series. These are definitely not books for kids. And so she's basically supposed to be with this mayor, even though he already has a wife. But Roland falls in love with Susan, and, also while these Roland and his friends are there, their cover story is they're gathering information on livestock and animals for, Gilead, which is their hometown and the seat of that kingdom or that large group of towns in the area. But they're also secretly trying to figure out, or discover a plot that has been set up by the leader of that army I mentioned. His name is John Farson. And, so, who is the one that's trying to invade Gilead? So, but it turns out the mayor and then the officials in this town are, basically being organized and run and controlled by mercenaries. And eventually there's a lot of, basically political intrigue, let me see here. There's also the introduction of something called the Wizard's Glass, which is almost like a, crystal ball in a way. And then this kind of trades hands throughout the story through different characters. At one point, Roland gets it and is able to look into it and sees a future that he doesn't like. And it shows him that his obsession with the Dark Tower will basically end up costing him all of his allies. in the end, which is ironic in different ways. So, eventually, these three gunslingers have a final confrontation with these mercenaries, who eventually end up framing Roland and his friends for the murder of the mayor and other political figures in this town. And they also, because Susan gets involved with Roland and tries to help him, she ends up being captured, and basically killed, burned at a stake for basically a sacrifice to the town, to almost as a sacrifice to this John Farson, and who is also known to be heavily into the occult. So, and of course, that's where the story ends with Roland losing Susan. So let's see here. So that's the end of that middle part. Again, like I said, there is a lot of stuff here. I'm just kind of having to skip over. So Roland tells all his new friends about this adventure that he had with his older friends that also, at different points, they also died as they were trying to get to the Dark Tower. So, so that's the second part of the book. The last part is not so long. It basically continues with Roland and his new friends, new allies, continuing down this turnpike, this road. And they find this strange emerald city. Now, the series also deals with these ideas of things that are fiction in one reality being taken and used by powerful beings in other realities. There are references, in fact, to the Wizard of Oz throughout the Dark Tower series, among other works of fiction as well. And this Emerald City is directly on the road and on the path of the beam that they're trying to travel. And it's just, there's not an easy way to get around it. So they end up going into it. And it's basically like this Emerald Palace, more than even like a city. And this is where they meet Martin Broadcloak again. But also, it turns out, he is also Randall Flagg. Now, that is a character that has come up and been featured in two other Stephen King books. Actually three. But the main ones he's been mentioned in and have big parts in are The Stand and then The Eyes of the Dragon. Or The Eyes of the Dragon. I forget now if there was an in or not at the beginning. But, so Flagg is in the middle of this palace. And he basically plays the part of he basically makes the gunslingers go through almost a scene from The Wizard of Oz. Now, Flagg at this point, remember I said in the third book, Flagg appeared in that last book as well to basically recruit an ally who had been part of a group that captured Jake in that book, who had also been nearly killed by Jake and Roland in that book. But he's still alive, and Roland and his friends finally kill this at this point insane fighter. And then they try to take Flagg down, but it doesn't work. At least not with Roland's guns. But of course, at this point now, Roland's friends have other weapons that are not from Roland's world. And so they use those weapons, and they just barely miss, and in this place, he basically vanishes in this puff of smoke. And in this place that Roland and his friends find this pink wizard's glass. And it turns out there is a, excuse me, what they call a wizard's rainbow. So there's a series of these things. Now, the one that was Roland saw back in when he was a teenager it's the same one that he sees now. And he takes this wizard's glass again, along with his friends, they're there, And it basically goes into, it shows his, Roland's friends, his past. And it reveals that Roland accidentally killed his own mother because of a trick from basically a sorceress that he encountered in that small town. He basically played one final trick on him, causing him to accidentally kill his own mother as an adult. And so they keep on going. Basically, this is all revealed, and Roland is worried that his allies won't want to keep going. Of course, also Flag mentions that if they all stop looking for this tower, then they might survive. But they refuse, and that's part of what led to them finding this wizard's glass again. It ends up, I believe that this one ends up being, I don't remember now if it ends up being broken or not. Doesn't really say in here either. But I'm pretty sure it ends up being broken. Yeah, it does end up being broken, if I'm not mistaken now. But either way, so the group keeps on going towards this dark tower along the path of one of these beams. So that's where that book ends. And I guess that means that's the end of this review. So we'll get into the next book in a couple of weeks. Because usually we do, Derek and I do a comic book review every other week now, unless things need to change. Thank you all again for listening. And I will talk to you all tomorrow night. I'll be back with more true paranormal stories from the web on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Have a good night. Take care.